Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of love. We're going to be talking about frequencies of love, pitches of love, timbres of love. We're going to be talking about music of love, musical intervals of love, and the energy of love. Our intention is that love might fill all of our hearts all the time. Before we get started, though, let's tell you a few things about things that are happening at the school at the Institute here in San Francisco. We've got our next semester starting January 17th for the certificate and associate degree for sound healing. If you pay in full by November 1st, you can get $500 off for the certificate program or $2,000 off for the associate degree program. If you have any questions on that, you can call me at 415-777-2486. Also, we have the online program, and you can start on this Tuesday or the week after if you like. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and then Saturday mornings. And, of course, if you can't make the live classes with the live instructors, you can always watch the video, or you can just watch the whole series on video, and we can do check-ins every week or two to see how you're doing and answer questions. So that's the online program. We also have coming up, we've got a weekend intensive this next weekend, the 22nd and 23rd at the Institute, and that is 10 to 5:30 each day, $145, and it's a good overview of the whole field of sound healing. We'll actually get into a good amount of detail of everything from, you know, how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll even talk about a little bit about sacred geometry, a little bit about voice analysis, mostly whatever the class is interested in. We have a long list of topics. So, that's this coming up weekend. We also have on that weekend, Sunday, from 2:30 to 5:30, we're doing a class on holding frequency. It's actually part of the weekend seminar, but you can do it individually. And that's about how to use frequency to handle conflicts and challenges, whether they are personal challenges in relationships, with money, with health, or with world changes, you know, pole shifts, losing our consciousness completely, challenges like that. So that's just, I think it's just like $15 or $20 if you want to come to that. Let's see. So, again, you can give me a call at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And all the information is at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the audio sound healing program starting January 17th. Or if you want to do it online, we actually have a round that's starting this week, or you can start just about any week. So give us a call about that. You'll learn Pro Tools and how to use recording software for actually doing sound healing production. And yeah, I think that's, November 11th, just like everybody else, we're doing a workshop too on 11-11-11. We're going to be really resonating the frequency of the new paradigm and tuning in to some of the work of Tiburon and his downloads of Metatron, which are kind of trippy, really fun stuff. And really talk about, you know, the crystalline grid that's being created, and just resonate this whole new energy of love and light, so we can really help bring it more into reality. Because, as you know, the main law of attraction is not attraction, law of resonance. The main law of resonance, which is actually based, is what the law of attraction is based on, actually, is that a stronger resonant field will overcome a weaker resonant field. And this is basic physics. This is, we learned this in the physics classes I took at UC Berkeley. A strong resonant field will overcome something that is not as strong and change it. And so the stronger the resonant field on the planet of love and light, the more it will overcome the rest of the fields of, you know, fear and anxiety and other lower emotions that we all experience, you know, some more than others, of course. Okay, so that's all that's happening at the school. Again, it's soundhealingcenter.com. And on the website, we actually have quite a few new postings. I've been working, writing, working on my book, and I've posted a good amount of it, some of it on the actual website. And you'll find the Sound of Love posting if you go to the About section, about sound healing, in our website, soundhealingcenter.com. So a lot of that information that we're going to be covering today is in the website now if you want to just review it or check it out or listen to some more of the sounds that we're going to be playing and talking about today. Okay. Sound of Love. These days, there is a big thing going on about 528 hertz on the web. You know, if you do a search for 528 hertz, there are people that have, a lot of people that have websites all about 528 hertz. There's a whole book about it by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And there's also, if you do a search on YouTube, you'll find tons of songs that are tuned to 528 hertz. And so a lot of people have been, you know, asking me what I think about the 528 hertz thing, because it's really a big thing. A lot of people are buying tuning forks in 528 hertz and retuning their music and even getting crystal bowls in 528 hertz and listening to tone generators in 528 hertz and toning along with it. But, you know, first of all, there are multiple levels of how love can be manifested or expressed through sound. Multiple levels. When we talk about 528 hertz, we're talking about one of about six or seven different levels. We're talking about the level of frequency. Okay? But there's also the level of timbre. Actually, let me, before I mention timbre, there's the level of pitch. Frequency is the actual number of the vibration, whereas pitch is the letter. And so a lot of people, you know, use F for the pitch of the heart. And that can actually be different frequencies. And 528 hertz is actually a C. But there's also, besides frequency and pitch, there are timbres. A timbre is a tone, and it's the particular harmonic structure that makes a sound the way it is. Like my voice has a different timbre than your voice. A clarinet has a different timbre than a flute or an oboe. Every instrument has a particular timbre, and that can also express love. And we'll talk about that in detail in just a minute. Timbre, certain instrument sounds express love much better than other instrument sounds. Then you've got musical intervals. There are musical intervals that express love, and those are a much higher level, a meta level, I guess, compared to frequencies, because musical intervals are one frequency or timbre compared to another frequency or timbre. So one note compared to another note. But then we've got the love that's expressed through music itself, through these changing musical intervals, through the rhythms, the different rhythms in music, through all of the flow of the music. There's all of this. I mean, music. he expresses love in really incredible ways. And that can be even way more powerful than the actual just frequency. Okay? But then even higher is the energy of love. You don't need sound at all to express love. You can simply just be love. I learned that from Don. You can just be love. You can bring in love from above or from around you or from other people, you know, transmitting love, but you can just be love. Every cell in your body is love. So, you know, the energy of love is even more powerful. But when you express the energy of love through frequencies or pitches or timbres or music, then it's even more powerful. So let's talk about frequencies first. First of all, 528 hertz sounds about, well, actually not about, this is exactly 528 hertz right here. Let's see, let me put the phone right on the computer here. Now, it's interesting. The first problem with this 528 hertz is try and tone it. Go ahead and tone that note. Boy, it is such a high note. It's really stressful to tone it. You have to really stretch your voice. Especially for guys. Not quite so hard for women, but even for women, it's really high. It is not a good toning note for love. You know, I mean, goodness gracious. I would think love should be a note that we can actually tone without getting a headache. Okay. So 528 hertz. Also, the other problem is, you know, Leonard Horowitz came up with this, and it is a solfeggio note. There are these six notes. Some people talk about much more, 16 or 18 notes that are the whole solfeggio scale. And these are notes that were discovered or that these monks came up with. Actually, this one particular guy that actually discovered the treble or created the treble clef, invented the treble clef. He actually was a monk and downloaded, I guess, all these frequencies, which are the whole solfeggio frequencies. The problem with the solfeggio frequencies is you cannot use them together. Some of them you can, but most of them you cannot play at the same time because they create really dissonant chords. They're not really meant to be played as together at the same time. But they're supposed to be really auspicious frequencies. And I believe possibly they very, very likely could be very auspicious frequencies. There's also some very interesting math that the solfeggio frequencies, including this 528 hertz, express as well. So there's some interesting geometry in the math as well. However, the problem is that, you know, the reason that 528 hertz is so popular now is because of this research, apparently, that Dr. Horowitz is putting out. But the problem is there is no research. And I know a few people that know him, and there's no research that he can actually produce that actually proves it. It's not specific. There's a lot of assumptions going on. And, you know, the truth is no one else agrees, based on any research, with this 528 hertz. And when no one else agrees, you know, let me put it this way. When anybody comes up with a frequency in this field, hardly anybody agrees with anybody. The first thing I ask three questions. These are three really good questions to ask. First of all, what is the research? And how good was the research done? How well was the research done? Was it, you know, clinical research? How many people was the research done with? I mean, where there are good controls over the research. The second is, as I mentioned before, is it repeatable? Has anybody else come up with the same research? Even if it's psychics, you would think that more than one psychic would come up with the same frequency, right? Or whatever methodology someone comes up with, you would think that at least someone would come up with the same frequency somehow, but no. And in fact, to actually research the frequency of love, you technically would need to go through 20,000 frequencies. That's a lot of work, and we're actually looking to actually do that in a research project that we're planning right now. We've already got a place where we can do it. It has a $15 million lab. So the quality of the research and whether it's repeatable. Now, not that there has to be research for any frequency to be good. You know, I mean, there's a lot of frequencies, a lot of information out there that can completely transform you, and there is no proof behind it. So I really definitely don't want to say you have to have the research, right? But the third thing is the clincher. The third question you ask is, does the person who say they have that research, if they've got research at all, have anything to gain from it? You know, and that's because I tell you, the second anybody comes up with anything, unless there's serious clinical research that's repeatable, you know, I've learned in this field of sound healing to question, like, oh, what's their motivation? You know, what are they selling based on that frequency? I know it's sad, but, you know, that's my first question. And now, on the other hand, no frequency is really bad, and there are some auspicious aspects to this 528 hertz as a solfeggio number, and there are a lot of people now tuning in to 528 hertz and resonating love around that frequency. So even if there's nothing to it at all, there is now a resonant field around on the planet at that frequency that you can actually tap into, and you could actually get really high. The truth is, if you tap into love and really resonate love in your heart with any frequency, it can really be powerful. Now, there's a certain range of frequencies that seem to express love more than others. And that range is between about 250 to about 400 hertz. 250 is, actually, let me put in 250 hertz in my little tone generator here. Okay, here's 250 hertz. Tone that one. When I was in Egypt and we were toning and the ceiling opened up and love and light poured into our hearts and we were in tears for hours and hours and hours, this is the note I got. I'm not saying that's a note for everybody, but that's around 350 or 400 hertz. Let me put in 400 hertz and check that. Okay, here is 400. Ooh. Actually, it's a little higher. It's probably more like 350 is what I get. So 400 even seems a little high to me. Might be good for women, though. So when we do tests in the classroom, which we've been doing for about 7 years, what I'll do is I'll say, tune in to the energy of love. And you can try that right now. just tune in to the energy of love. Bring love into your heart right now. And just feel that energy of love in your heart completely. Okay, now, if that energy of love had a frequency, listen for it. What frequency is the energy of love for you in your heart right now? Get it going in your head, and then go ahead and make it out loud. If I feel it right now, you can go ahead and make it out loud. I won't throw you off. And then I'll make it out loud as to where I get it. Oh, that seems to resonate in my thymus really well. And I get chills. So whatever frequency you come up with, that is the frequency of love. Who can argue? If you find a frequency or find the energy of love and you resonate it, and that's what you come up with, you can test this over multiple days, multiple weeks, and just keep testing and see what frequency you come up with. There are tone generators you can download on the web to even test it. You know, there's one if you go to search for ToneGen, ToneGen. You can download a free tone generator. It's not ToneGen.com. You just have to do a search for it. And you can download a free tone generator for Mac or PC. And then you can see what frequency you come up with for love. And then that is your frequency. You know, then what's cool is you can then use that frequency to help you find love when you've lost it, particularly when you're upset at somebody or when you just, are just a little lost. It's also really cool to have that frequency for you to play so you can actually resonate love yourself with it. It's great to get a crystal bowl in that key. It's great to get tuning forks in that key. Okay. Very cool. So I come to believe that the way of integrity for the frequency of love is to find it yourself. Find it yourself. Okay. That's the frequency of love. Now, the pitch of love is very similar to the frequency. You know, the number one pitch of love is F, because that's what everybody subscribes to for the heart chakra. So F, let me pull up a little keyboard, and I'll play an F for you. F is, for the longest time, F is what everybody is subscribed to for the pitch of love. Let me get my little keyboard going here on my computer as it wakes up. But you know, it's interesting. In the classes over the last 7 years, we will ask people to tune into the energy of love, and then we actually play crystal bowls in different keys and frequencies in different keys of all the notes from C to D to E, F, G, A, B, right? And the note, I don't tell people what note it is, but the note that wins more than others consistently is D. People find D resonates love in blind tests, right, where we have them go into the energy of love and then tune in as to which note resonates that energy the best. D seems to be the one that people resonate the most with. is not scientific, but we've been doing it quite a few years. Okay, so, but let me show you. Here's F. Here's my F. Go ahead, tone that. Okay. Now try the D for resonating the low. That feels so much better to me. It could be because my voice naturally goes to a D, that I really like it. You know, if I mean, D is really easy for me to tone. It's right in the range of my voice. And so, you know, that could be. But D, if you just listen to it, you know, it's really nice as well. So, you know, who knows? And I'm not here to say D is it for sure, because, I mean, who really knows until we've got more research. And even with research, you know, it depends on the assumptions that people make when they go into the research. So, you know, we're a little ways off of still really knowing for sure. Again, find it on your own. Resonate the energy of love and find the note, pitch, or frequency on your own. Then we have the timbre of love. A timbre is a particular instrument sound or particular voice sound. Technically, a timbre is a combination of frequencies. When I sing a note, technically there are 30 frequencies making up that sound. Really, 30 frequencies that make up that one note. Even though I'm singing A, there are 30 other notes going on, or 29 other notes. Depending on your voice, it's going to be like between about 20 and 40 harmonics that make up that timbre. And those, which harmonics are there, how many of the harmonics are there, and their volume is what makes my voice different from your voice. So it's simply the combination of frequencies that happen to be present in my voice based on the actual size of my throat, the actual density of the skin, I mean, the actual smoothness of the skin in my throat, including the vocal cords, yeah, all that's going on in the vocal cords, and even also all of the energy that goes into every muscle creating that sound when I make that sound. So it's a whole combination of my whole being that actually creates that timbre that comes out of my voice, and that's why my voice sounds different from yours. Now, certain timbres are going to resonate love more than others. In the field of what we talk about at the sound healing classes is we actually talk about odd harmonics versus even harmonics. Odd harmonics are more edgy. Even harmonics are more warm. Okay. Odd harmonics are like bagpipes, saxophone, clarinet, anything with a reed, including a sitar, also anything made of metal. Tibetan bowls are more odd harmonics, whereas even harmonics are softer materials, smoother surfaces. And so, like the nylon string harp is you know, more even harmonics, or you know, the vowel oo is a more even harmonic. So warm sounds, even harmonic sounds, definitely resonate love more than odd harmonic sounds. Edgy, activating sounds, I mean, you don't normally hear somebody say, "I love you, I love you." No, what we say is, "I love you, I love you," warmth, with warmth, okay? Also, certain instrument sounds seem to resonate love more than others. For example, a violin or a cello, especially a cello, it seems like. Different people might have different values for this, but for the most part, I think people would agree a violin or a cello is more about love than a trumpet. So, you know, you can express love with a trumpet. There are some beautiful love songs that have trumpet in them, but there are certain instrument sounds that seem to express love more so than others, especially the ones that have warmer sounds to them. Probably the best example of one that expresses love is what I just said, and that's the harp. I mean, if you want to express love, you know, that's why we use harp in for healing sessions, why would people use harp for hospice, because it's all about expressing love. That tonality, that harmonic structure is mostly warm, just like the sound of love seems to be a warm sound. Now, what's really interesting is that when you actually, this is actually what I'm about to say now is something completely different, though. When you actually transmit love, they've found that your heart actually puts out harmonics that are in golden mean ratios. And what that means is they are creating harmonics or frequencies that are mathematically the same as the spiral in a conch shell, the spiral in a cactus flower, or the spiral in a lot of flowers. It's that actual spiral we see in just about all life. In fact, in all life, you can find it. It's also in our galaxies. Now, the spiral is the energy of love. A lot of people talk about the golden mean being the energy of love that's in us, and there's golden mean is expressed in our whole body. And now I've got an example I want to play a minute of here, and it's the sound of love slowed. And this is an actual timbre that I've created that is the same as the sound that your heart makes when expressing love. So it's exactly the timbre that your heart creates when you're in a state of love, the actual sound of one heartbeat. Okay? So go ahead and play this for us, Dawn, the sound of love slowed. This is not music, this is just a timbre. If you like, you can also tone with this, or you can just listen. So when you're transmitting love, your heart actually makes a different sound. Also, what's interesting is your heart, as shown by heart math, actually goes up and down in tempo in a very smooth S-curve fashion. So it gets a little faster, a little slower, a little slower, a little slower. A little faster, a little faster, a little faster. And slower, 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 slower. And so your heart speeds up and slows down in a very a smooth pattern, which actually also has the golden mean in it. And so it's really, really cool that the golden mean is an expression of love in your actual heart when you're transmitting love. In a couple of ways, actually. Cool. Okay, so that's the sound of love, the actual timbre or tonality, sometimes called the harmonic structure of a sound. Then we have the musical intervals of love. For the most part, the number one musical interval that people use to express love is the musical third. And that's this. It's like, let me turn this up. It's like, most love songs would use the musical third. Sometimes people use the musical fifth. Along with the musical third. But that's the main, those are the main musical intervals. You can't even use a fourth as well. That can really work well. It's not bad. You can use a lot of, if you bring that energy of love to just about any musical interval, you can actually, you know, have it express love. So there's a lot of love songs that go, you know, the full range, but the third is the most common. And it's sweet, you know, it's really sweet. That's about all I have to say about musical intervals, except then there's the musical, there's music itself. In music, you have not only the changing musical intervals, which are simply changing frequencies, changing pitches, changing timbres, but when they change, they create a rhythm. So even different rhythms will actually resonate love better or worse. You know, if I'm going da 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 da, not exactly going to get us into a state of love very well. But if I go dum 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 dum, or even bum bum bum, you know what expresses love rhythmically really well? Is a slow breath. This slow. In. And out. In. And out. So even the rhythm in music can express love as well. I also think it's a large part has to do with the smoothness of the flow in the music. How smoothly. I mean, if you're listening to something that's going ba 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 eh, kick 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 kick, don't exactly get the energy of love. But if it's something's going You get a much smoother flow. Because love is flowing. Love is flowing, okay? Okay, so for music, let's go ahead and play Unconditional Love. I've got a 6-minute version here that is really based on holding the energy of unconditional love nonstop while doing this music. And these chords and these timbres and everything about this song are expressing unconditional love. So tune into Unconditional Love and resonate it with this song if you like. Unconditional Love. 6 minutes. Coming. I think it should be coming any second now. Yes. Comes. No, this is not it. Let's see, unconditional love. Thank you. Nice. The next level is just the energy of love. And as mentioned before, when you bring the energy of love to a frequency, you can actually use a tuning fork and bring the energy of love of that frequency of that tuning fork while you're using it. Just bring in that energy. You can also use a crystal bowl and bring the energy of love to it. You can bring the energy of love to a timbre, energy of love to musical interval, and the music, the energy of love to any music you do. And that is a really high frequency, way above sound. Way above sound, because it's obvious, because you can bring that energy to any frequency. I could bring the energy of love to, or oh. Often love is expressed to other people more as a or universal love is also expressed as a little higher frequency, it seems like. And so this energy of love, I would guess, is an actual frequency in the cosmos. There are many traditions that talk about this energy of love through our solar system, through our logos, through our universe. And a lot of people talk about it as the energy of love wisdom. An actual, and I do think of it as an actual frequency, as being a frequency from spirit. A frequency, it's one of the rainbow frequencies of source. It's a frequency that is pure love. And, but again, it's not an actual sound. It's way high. It's an energy. It's a quantum frequency. But I still think that I wouldn't doubt that it's a very high frequency that is an actual note, an actual pitch. Again, if I had to guess, I would guess D. I also guess D because D is the key of Pachelbel canon, and Pachelbel canon is played in more weddings than probably any other song in the United States by far. It's also the song that people cry to more than any other song I've ever come across. Talk about canon. And that's in the key of D. But who knows? Again, who knows for sure? But I wouldn't doubt there is a frequency up there that is a certain key. Is a certain note, and you can then octavize it down. Half the frequency is the same note, half is the same note again, half, until it becomes a frequency that we can actually hear. That, I think, would be the true sound frequency of love. But again, that's just the frequency. Pitch, there's still the timbre, there's still the musical interval, there's still the music of love. But then, here's the cool thing. When you get all of these together, so you've got a song tuned to the frequency of love that you have found. So it's like you tune the whole song to that frequency. You play it, or you just play it in the key that resonates love for you the most. And then you use sounds that actually resonate love the most for you. Then where you make your voice really express love, so love comes through your voice. Then you create a song that is the pure essence of love for you. And when you have love through the sound at all these different levels, and you hold the intention of pure love in your heart the entire time you're doing the song, then you've got a whole hologram of love. You have multiple components that are coming together to create more love than the sum of the parts. More love than the sum of the parts. So, focus on this love. Whenever, again, you can just do love, but when you get a sound or a frequency going with it, it actually makes it stronger. That energy becomes even stronger. So, tune in and stay tuned in to this frequency of love. And find it for yourself. Play with it and find it for yourself more and more. Oh, one other thing that's interesting. A lot of music is really sad when it's about love. And that's interesting because true love is not sad. True love is more like, it's this really high, in a way, energy frequency. It is not sadness. Sadness can bring you in, can bring you down out of your mind so you feel enough so you can then open the portal of love. But sadness is not the love itself. So, you can keep humming that high frequency of love, or whatever frequency you come up with. And then next week, or not next week, in 2 weeks, we're going to have Randy Masters on, and we're going to go into this in even more detail. We're going to talk with Randy about his take on it as well. Because I really, you know, don't want people to get stuck on one dream spell of a certain frequency when there's much wider range of frequencies and timbres and energy of love out there. So continue holding this frequency of love in your heart through the rest of the weekend. Try and hold it through the week ahead. God, imagine holding it for months ahead. Imagine everybody on the whole planet holding it for years ahead and even lifetimes. Thanks, and take care. Much love.